I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcast.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV Plus.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pelletier. Mixed picture for equities right now. The Dow and S&P are lower. NASDAQ is higher. Let's head right over to the first word breaking news desk for today's afternoon call. And here he is, Bill Maloney.
Good afternoon, Charlie. Main U.S. averages are quiet today, with the Dow currently down 13.5 points, S&P's down 1, and the NASDAQ is higher by 9. The small cap 600 is little changed, and the U.S. 10 yield at 1.54%. 5 out of 10 S&P sectors are higher, led by gains in healthcare, technology, and consumer staples. Energy and materials led to the downside. Dow transports fall 30, Nasdaq Biotech's gain 4, utilities are a little changed, and the VIX is up by 3%. Dow leaders to the downside included American Express, DuPont, and Caterpillar. Leaders included Pfizer, Disney, and Goldman Sachs. Norwegian Cruise Lines fell as much as 10.8% after its results, while Endo International gained as much as 28% after its earnings. And Walt Disney reports after the bell tonight, estimates are for $1.61 on revenues of $14.16 billion. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Charlie?
All right, thank you very much. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg Times Squawk, S-Q-U-A-W-K on your terminal. We are brought to you by Marks Paneth LLP, ranked among the top three forensic accounting firms in New York by the New York Law Journal for the sixth year in a row. Visit markspaneth.com. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
According to Texas public health officials, the death of a newborn in the Houston area has been linked to the Zika virus. And today, Governor Rick Scott of Florida said that the federal government must stop playing politics and Congress needs to immediately come back to session to resolve the dispute over funding for Zika. Here to tell us more is Brian Rye. He is senior healthcare policy analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence government team. He joins us from Washington, D.C., home to Bloomberg 99.1 FM and 105.7 HD2. Brian, this new bit of news is not really new. It's only new in its specifics. Why is it taking this kind of news item to get people's attention about the seriousness of the Zika virus?
Well, Pim, first of all, thanks for having me on, and it's a great question because, as you sort of pointed out, a lot of things are going on right now, and none of them are very good. Governor Scott down in Florida also announced that I think they've identified 4 more cases, bringing the total up to 21. The CDC has issued the first ever, as far as we can tell, first ever domestic travel advisory for a neighborhood in Miami. And the Olympics are in an area of the world that's also been ravaged by the virus and, you know, has the potential to have some not-so-good news coming out of the Olympics. Now, the problem for Congress is twofold. Number one, Republicans and Democrats have had a hard time coming together on the right level of funding and legislation to help address this. And the second problem is, even if they could come to an agreement, they're not in session right now. They're out on their summer recess until Labor Day. And so it's one of those things that if we're going to continue to have this slow drip of news. And, oh, by the way, we're now less than 3 months away from the election, that sort of helps to harden those political stances even more.
What was the political atmosphere in June when Senate Democrats blocked a compromise bill?
You know, the attitude at first, earlier in the year, was actually okay. You know, certainly President Obama had wanted more money, $1.9 billion. They felt like they had a compromise between Senate Democrats and Republicans at $1.1 billion. The conference committee had worked that out. Senate Democrats, as you pointed out, blocked legislation over concerns about some provisions in the bill, didn't specify some additional funding for Planned Parenthood, for example. That's a lightning rod for both sides. And they sort of drew a line in the sand there, and they adjourned for their summer recess without having come to an agreement. Now, again, we don't know what sort of mood they'll be in. You know, the expression is absence makes the heart grow fonder. I'm not sure that's the case for Republicans and Democrats coming off their recess. But if this sort of thing continues to happen, my guess is we'll see them come to some sort of an agreement in September. But again, with an election 3 months away, neither side feels really compelled to be the one that gives in first.
We mentioned Texas, also Florida. I want you to tell us about what's going on in Puerto Rico.
You know, it's really bad there. And, you know, a big chunk of the funding that was certainly requested by President Obama was to increase funding both for Medicaid and additional grants to help treat, to help combat the population there. And certainly not only is it a problem for the people within Puerto Rico, but because it's U.S. territory, you know, there's easy transit between the islands and the rest of the continental United States. And so you've seen concerns certainly in Florida, bipartisan, both senators, Republican Marco Rubio, Democrat Bill Nelson, certainly want them to come back and address this. And I think Rubio would even be fine with the president's higher request. But certainly both parties there want to get this fixed. You know, unfortunately for them, so far, the rest of the country isn't impacted by that. And, you know, the expression, all politics are local. And right now it's something that's in the news, but hasn't really touched home for, I guess, a sufficient number of Americans.
Well, Brian, to reconvene Congress, 47 Senate Democrats have already asked the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, as well as Paul Ryan, House Leader, to go ahead and reconvene Congress immediately.
You know, they could. I think, you know, Senator McConnell's answer would probably be, well, why should we reconvene so you can say no again? You know, you had a bill, we had a compromise there on the desk that you rejected in June, and I think they feel comfortable that that's the bill they want to move forward. Now, again, events can change very quickly, but I don't think that they're necessarily going to heed the call of Democrats and Secretary Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail to come back and be seen as doing their bidding to just have this become more and more of an argument over, for example, Planned Parenthood instead of trying to address the issue. Now, again, Republicans may decide that that's not something they want to draw a line in the sand on either, but I don't think that's the case as we sit here on August the 9th.
As we sit here, there are companies such as Inovio, Sanofi, and GlaxoSmithKline. They are working to develop a Zika vaccine. Do they rely on this kind of government funding as well?
Well, it certainly helps. And, you know, two of the ones you mentioned, Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline are, in fact, working in sort of these private-public partnerships. Sanofi is in a deal with the U.S. Army to try and work on a vaccine. GlaxoSmithKline is working separately with the NIH. And so these grant funds, you know, are coming in not only for the vaccines, but also for diagnostic agents and tests to help people to at least identify what this is, because this is one of the tough things about Zika is it's not readily apparent that you might have it. The symptoms are tough to deal with, tough to identify. And so, yes, absolutely, this is something where they would rely on some government funding to help move that process along.
Thank you very much for enlightening us. Brian Rye is our senior healthcare policy analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence, the government team. Of course, Bloomberg Intelligence providing real and unique research and context on a variety of industries, all markets and government factors that affect business. This is Bloomberg. Bloomberg Taking Stock is brought to you by Instinct Equities from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Your access to informed insights, market color, and unique liquidity. Instinct Equities, that's the power of global connections.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.